This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did issue an invitation to Trump to give the State of the Union speech.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president blasted a Christian magazine on Friday after an editorial it ran called him immoral and said he should be removed from office. AP's Walter Ratliff has details.
The magazine's editor-in-chief published an argument for Trump's removal on Thursday, citing his black and moral record. Trump tweeted Friday morning that the magazine Christianity Today is a far-left publication, which has been doing poorly. Some of Trump's strongest evangelical supporters rallied to his side and against the magazine. Their pushback underscored the political value of Trump's hold on the evangelical Christian voting bloc that helped propel him into office. I'm Walter Ratliff.
On Wall Street Friday, markets closed at new records again. The Dow added 0.3%, while the S&P gained 0.5%. The Nasdaq rose by 0.4%. President Trump claimed progress on North Korea, Hong Kong, and the Chinese trade deal, and that sent the stock prices higher. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Five people died Friday as thousands defied India's government and took part in protests against a new citizenship law. The five died in violence that erupted in several towns in Uttar Pradesh, where stone-throwing crowds clashed with police and set vehicles and a police post on fire. About 10,000 people protested outside New Delhi's Jamia Millia Islamia University, the site of weekend clashes in which students accused police of using excessive force. The protests, now in their second week, have taken 13 lives as crowds have sometimes turned violent. The new law offers a path to Indian citizenship to Hindus, Parsis, Christians, and other faiths who have been persecuted in Muslim-majority countries that border India. It does not make the same offer to Muslims. Clashes erupted in Beirut Friday evening between supporters of former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and security forces made up of the Lebanese army and riot police. The Hariri supporters hurled stones and firecrackers as security forces tried to open a road that had been blocked earlier in the day. Hariri supporters were protesting against the appointment of a new designate Prime Minister Hassan Diab. According to a statement released by the Lebanese army, seven soldiers were wounded during the confrontation as protesters hurled stones and fired firecrackers. The head of the United Nations World Food Program has warned that more than 4 million South Sudanese could slide into famine in the next 6 months unless the WFP receives funding to pre-position food aid. Executive Director David Beasley visited South Sudan this past week in the wake of floods that have destroyed crops, livestock, and the livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of South Sudanese. He pleaded with donors to help the nation's people. Aid agencies say nearly 1 million people need assistance. The Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker, opened on a strong first night, but not as strong as some others. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, brought in $40 million Thursday night.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir. At my friends.
$40 million is the fifth biggest Thursday opening ever. The first film, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, earned the most, $57 million on a Thursday in 2015. The biggest of all time. That was topped this year by Avengers Endgame. Rise of Skywalker does not appear to be hurt by some bad reviews. It's expected to bring in $200 million this weekend. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.